Demetis. Mag, yeah. Mag Demetis.
Uh-huh. I didn't see
this is the first time.
So, so the story, then Steve tells me today, because this morning, of course, I shared the letter that Phil Norman had written to me about those comics. Have you heard about it? What happened yesterday?
Huh. I missed
comics?
It.
No?
I missed it.
Oh,
God. Ugh, I tell you. Now he has to repeat himself.
Definitely. Did you hear what happened yesterday?
Oh, see, we have a fresh crop here.
Okay. No, the thing is that it was yesterday, and unusually, I had never sit outside there.
Right.
Those people who had come there, they dragged me, said, come on, sit outside with us. We are leaving now. And just tell us something about Baba and this and that. And we are telling. In the meantime, of course, after... It's always in a nutshell.
Uh-huh.
What about Baba? And tell us something. Some quick few words. Quick. Because we are leaving. They came only for a few hours. So just trying to help them. It's our duty. Yeah. We are fed because of that.
Yeah.
So I sat there and I was saying. And then after finishing, I said, do you all know who these people are who are seated around you? So many people came and sat there. So I tried to introduce each one and all that, introduce them, and they were introduced to others and so forth. And then I said, do you know who Mark is? He's from the old biblical tribe, you know.
From...
Mark.
Yeah.
The apostle.
Yeah.
Gospel according to Saint Mark. I didn't know anything about it. And so, of course, there was a little laughter and all that. And then comes... Bill Gibson. Where is he today?
He's here,
yeah. So he says, here is Phil Norman's letter and he wants me to give these series of comics to you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. So what does Phil write? So he says, here's your letter. I said, please read out to me. So he read out and in that he mentions that Gary once told me that you'd like to have these series of comics for your Mehrazad library because in that there is a mention about Baba. Baba is brought into those comics. And I'm sending this through Bill Gibson. And I have written to the author, but I have still not received any reply. And I would like to interview him for a broken down furniture. If you happen to come to know of the author anytime, please do drop me a word and give me the address so that I can contact him. And then Bill Gibson introduces the author. St. Mark is sitting there. Says, here is Mark, who is the author. See how the book is and all. Oh, he says, there's a picture, a photo of Mark and all that. He says, well, Mark, so he said, instead of my handing this over to you, let the author himself hand this over to you for Mehrazad Library. So we met and greeted and all that sort of thing. So there, the Ancient One comes there. And what Steve tells me, that this Ancient One series are going on, one after the other. And that Baba is brought by him in the comments. Yeah.
Is the comic series named The Ancient One?
No, it's known as the... The one that is the latest one is Shambhala.
Do you want me to get them?
Yeah.
No, should I get the whole series?
Yeah, get that packet.
Mark was telling us he did comics. He says, that's why I may have to go to L.A. or we may have him over in Los Angeles now.
Have you met him?
Who, Mark?
Huh?
He's the one who's the writer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him. He's thinking of moving to Los Angeles.
Yeah. But he is well placed in New York.
Yeah.
That's how the write-up is there,
behind
it, by the publisher.
Uh-huh. So, Erich, we're going to try and get... Nashawan wants to come live in Los Angeles, too.
Very good. Why not?
Make a big family there.
Well, all the lost angels should be gathered.
Yeah, really.
They must come together.
They brought the other day. Oh,
is that it? Oh, those are the back Dracula.
Turn
it this way. This is it.
This is how it comes together.
Yeah. So these are the things that he sent.
How nice. How funny.
Read the very end of this. Says about the ancient.
Yeah, see this? Yeah.
Inside
let me read.
The cover of
inside?
The story.
Oh, I
tells
see.
Also about the ancient one, I mean, in the message.
Is
the story. And then it tells about the altar.
And here is about Mark. Read this. What they say about him. Read it loud.
Oh,
no. Judy. Read it loudly so that we can...
I don't even know how to pronounce his last name.
Dematis.
Dematis?
Yeah.
Born December 15th, 1953 in Brooklyn, New York, J.M. Dematis had been a professional musician, singer, and rock music journalist before entering the comic book field in the late 1970s. At DC Comics, he scripted Aquaman, Hawkman, and the Red Tornado, created the fondly remembered Eye Vampire, and the not-so-fondly remembered Creature Commando series, and wrote dozens of horror and science fiction stories for the DC anthology titles. In 1980, Dematis emigrated to Marvel Comics, where he's been the writer of Conan the Barbarian.
So these are Marvel comic series.
The Marvel team-up, The Ghost Rider, The Defenders, Captain America, and The Submariner. He is currently at work on a Doctor Strange graphic novel with Dan Green, a Captain America graphic novel with Mike Zeck and John Beatty, and a Greenberg the Vampire graphic novel with Mark Badger. Your library
titles.
Will be full yeah. soon, Eric. In 1981, Dematis abandoned the evils of city life for the bucolic splendor, the bucolic splendor of upstate New York, mm-hmm. where he currently resides with his wife, Maxine, his son Cody, his dog Sassy, and a surly file cabinet filled with unfinished short stories, novels, and screenplays.
But Chambala is the one he does now that is kind of got Baba, includes Baba.
Like,
yeah.
Very...
Have you seen this?
No, never.
Yeah, this is how it is.
Eric, like there's this part in the end of it that says about, I mean, it sounds very much like where.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I'll
show you something. Yeah, here it is. It's beginning also.
Read some.
Read some passages from
here. Oh, okay. You ascend the mountain effortlessly, your spells protecting you from the stinging Himalayan winds. There is such confidence in your step. Such unyielding assurance. Have you changed in the 20 years since you first dared these trackless peaks? So you walk on, a dour child dancing with the shades of memory, the image of the wretch you once were reflected in the blinding snows. But Dr. Stephen Strange was a mere man then, bitter, spiteful, avarice, and grim as death. Now so the whispered legends would have us believe you are far more. Now you are called Master of the Mystic Arts. Since assuming this majestic title, you appear to have ripped vile malice and greed from your heart. A pity you have not yet learned to smile. Remember a brilliant, vain, and egotistical surgeon who scorned Hippocrates and worshipped Mammon. Remember the automobile accident that damaged the nerves in the surgeon's precious hands, the icy disbelief as he learned he would never perform an operation again. Ah, Stephen, how desperation gripped you then, driving you from self-pity to alcohol, and finally to the Orient, where you pursued the articulate rumors, midnight fancies, and a magic that could cure your ruined hands. Magic, it suffuses this ancient temple still. Magic, not the parlor tricks of the Western illusionist with his half-sawed women and rabbit-stuffed hats. Not the vulgar spectacle of the Eastern yogi who gambles across hot coals proclaiming his enlightenment. Rare and inevitable, it cuts you like a scalpel, filling you with an ecstasy that borders on pain, and a pain so sweet it could be called bliss. It is the magic of a man whose scattered followers knew him only as the Ancient One. He left, a man you called Master. He left you, Stephen, left this plane of existence years ago, yet you feel his presence here as plainly as you did when you first staggered through these sacred halls. The Ancient One saved me, you once told a disciple. He took an animal and made him a man. He took a man and raised him up, recast in perfection's image. Oh, he gave me so much to be thankful for. And perhaps it is to give thanks that you have been drawn back here on the anniversary of the Master's death. Death? Can we call it death when a centuries-old Sadguru takes leave of his body and merges with creation itself? When an ideal man cuts loose the limitations of the flesh and becomes one with all that is. But think, Stephen, if he is everywhere, in everything, then he is here as well. His words echo around you, imprinted upon the ether, words spoken often and wisely. Only in silence, he used to say, can the deafening roar of the infinite be heard. In memory of what your master was, in honor of what he is, kneel once more before him and open your heart to his deafening silence.
Yes.
Look at this.
It's pretty,
it's like deafening silence.
My goodness.
Gosh.
He doesn't do the artwork, does he?
No,
there's the other
one.
Yeah,
artist.
He does it.
Is that a bottle button under the thing?
Really? Is there?
No.
No.
I can't see it. Dan Green.
Yeah, I know.
Is Dan Green about the
lady? Stan
Green?
I don't think so, but he's the one who does these.
The illustration.
He does,
Eric? I have a friend in Los Angeles who's a lawyer, and I told him about me about when I first started talking to him. He didn't believe in God. He had his own theory about the universe and everything. And he collects comics. And he called me up one day and he said, "You know, this stuff that you've been telling me about may have bothered you." I tell you, I found this comic. And it seems just like what you were talking about. And this person could happen to know about Meher Baba. Anyway.
Was it that comic? Was it Moonshadow?
I think it was this one.
Yeah Moonshadow.
See,
this is a continuation.
Oh, wonderful.
And so now, he even... I don't know. He sort of... He nicknamed Meher Baba Jay. He says Jay Baba. You know, he's sort of,
Jay.
He calls me Baba Jay. Yeah, he talks about Baba now, and he believes in God now, and it's
another thing
really
is that so these are through comic books. Now we are getting, prior to this, I heard about somebody who's writing science fiction.
Uh-huh.
It's in the public domain, you see. They're regular novels.
What's the name of the one you were reading that had
So there are about three novels that he has brought
middle.
Them out. And there he describes Baba and gives Baba's little hints and messages.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And also brings about, you see, the lost book, and there is a search for it, and then I tell you all, somebody reports, he brings about in the novel, that it's at a place 5 miles from a forsaken township called Ahmadnagar, that place is Mehrabad, there's a hill there,
wonderful.
Why did he do that? People might think that there is still there and they'll come here like that. So he has brought in all these things, and he has been doing that all the time, without taking the permission of the chairman.
Yeah.
What's the name of the book?
So Jack is going to sue him.
You never know with Jack.
That's really funny. Oh, that would be great.
But
that,
yeah,
that,
there are these science fiction, the big volumes are there. So many. That brings Money's name there.
Oh,
one
really?
Of the Mandi and there are others and all that.
Yeah.
And we don't know.
Yeah.
Then we somehow or other we got that and somebody wrote there and then he wrote
found
letter.
Out
and then we are exchanging letters.
Good.
You know, the Adventures of Super Eric.
You're right.
With an E on it.
Yeah. In time.